As we announced, this is Mission Sunday. This is something we do periodically every 3 months, four times a year. We get reports from missionaries that we support in Cambodia and also for an orphanage that we support in Guatemala. And as many of you know, the offering that we collect today will go entirely to those two endeavors. So I want you to, if this is your first time, don't feel obligated to give. You are a guest, and we're glad to have you. If you are a regular here, just know that this is an offering over your tithe. So first we'll have a report from Guatemala, and then we'll have a report from Cambodia. Then after that we'll take our offering. So let's hear from Makiko. For Guatemala. Yoroshiku.
First of all, thank you for your support for the children in Guatemala by prayer and offering. I've been raising money for supporting those children. I call the Casa de Nino. Is the project, which is a house of children who were somewhere on the street or somewhere don't have parents, but abandoned, or somewhere that they have parents but cannot afford to raise them. And right now they have 18 children. And they go to school from there, and also they study English. They give some English lesson once a week, and they have their tasks to do, or because they within the project, they have they grow some vegetables or fruits and fish and chickens, and also they bake breads and to sell to raise some money for themselves. And because they try to be independent instead of just depending on just a donation to them. And also the way children can learn how to be independent themselves, to learn raising many different things. I like to... tell you how to raise money for this, to send money from here. As one is the offering from you and this Mitaki, and also I get some used clothing and like stuff that our house that been not being used. The stuff that I collect and I go to recycle shop and get money, and also I collect some newspapers and books and aluminum cans to bring to the also recycle shop and get money. And also I get watermelon coffee to sell. There's all the profit goes to this donation. All the things that I've been doing this to raise money, I could send some to Guatemala. And this project was started by American organizations, and they bought the land in Guatemala for the house of the children, and because they need some place to stay safely. And what happened was Fernando's father sold his house and land for this project, so the project has been his house has been built some housings and many different things. And Fernand's father still lived there, and they're helping, supporting the project. And the first that I sent a total of about $8,000 to those American organization. But I decided to send money directly to Guatemala instead of going through that organization. And last April, I could send 1 million yen, which is came up about $11,350. And then I asked the church that involved in this project in the community, and what to use for the money is the best for the children. And I suggest the one idea of our building library for the children, because they had to go some other city to read the books, but they cannot take the book home to read. They had to read there, to read the books there, and so they had to go back and forth. So I thought it's good for them to have books there and just to read freely. And they liked the idea, and they made the library. Please open that bulletin, and it's the inside. It's right here. It's has chairs and the shelves. You don't see the books yet here in this picture, but they already bought some books. And they, in the town, the village, they were famous for the carpenters. There's many carpenters, so they made tables and chairs and shelves. And in the community, they built, it's very, I thought, but just the simple chairs, but they built this. And there is some, it's right here, is the investment amount is library right here under the other picture of the here, Fernandez one there. It's about $3,391 for the library, including this chairs and tables and whatever. And that's going on. And also they use the money for building chicken farms, which is right here, is the house, the chicken house. And can I see the chicken? but they already got some chickens. They hope they can sell and raise some money also. And also they decided to use, or they say in capitalization, that's our, and within the community, wants to, which doing the business, wants to do the business, they need an investment. But because they don't have money to put it on first, so they borrow money, and from that capitalization, and then they have to pay interest. So that's the interest is being used for that project also, and so it will be help for the people wants to do the business and or expand the business. That's what's being using for the money that I sent for the last time. And the other stuff, this is a updated for the money I send, but I haven't get really detailed information what's really going on, because it's hard. I don't write Spanish. I don't, you know, so there's no people that I can really give the communicating in Guatemala. So this report of the money used was sent to Fernando in Spanish, so he translated here on the bulletin. So before that April, there were a couple that volunteer from United States who were helping the project, but there's no other ones being found to voluntary go to the Guatemala for this project. So hoping that there's somebody who come to help in Guatemala speaking English, so I can contact more and get the details and directly. And there's other things that I don't have those good information, but there's a donation for other things, like they dig the well for the drinking water for the children and safely, and also they build and constructing the ecological park in there. So I guess they pay the entrance fee to see the park, so they can have some income also from there. But things are going forward slowly. But I'm so glad that things are helping the children and being safe in the house. And the children is not always the same members. Seems like children go on and because their family problems, and they had to go back to their home, and so they cannot come back, or it's been changing. So 18 children, but not the same children that was before. So I don't know who is in out, but right now 18 children has been there. So please pray for children at the Casa de Niño. Also, caretakers there being taking care of the children, and also for the church is supporting and working for this project. And of course, pray for me and to do this wisely and being productive work to do. And so thank you for all your help and offering, and please continue to pray for them.
Excuse me. Thank you, Makiko. By the way, if you didn't catch it, that's Fernando's father. So now you know where his good looks come from. You also have on the right side of the bulletin an update sent from Daryl and Kyle in Cambodia. And I don't think it will be necessary for me to share direct from that, since you can read that update. Basically, there's three pictures. One of Kayo playing the flute and during a worship team. She has recently joined the worship team at the church there in Phnom Penh. And just a quick highlight, there, I guess the church is hosting a talent show called something like You've Got Talent. So I guess it's a big deal. Over 500 people attended, with 200 turned away. And members of the Cambodian royal family attended for that. So it was a miracle, because Kayo actually almost nearly cut her finger off a few months ago in the kitchen. But apparently it's healed, and so she can play flute again. I think fingers are important when you play the flute. So also another picture is of Benjamin. He's starting kindergarten, and it's a Christian kindergarten called Hope School, and he's been given the award of Super Kid. So praise the Lord for that. And then finally, there's another picture of Daryl and Doug, who is a co-author of the book that he's published, Christianity Reasons for Faith. So it's an apologetics book, and what Daryl does is he uses this as a textbook for a class that he teaches at the Trinity Institute of Cambodia, which just opened this year. He is the apologetics teacher there. So he's teaching a class of right now six students from Cambodia, America, Canada, and Croatia. So because it's a bilingual textbook, the Cambodian can join as well. But pray for that. He just taught his first lesson, I think last week. He gave us a status update on Facebook. One of his students was a non-Christian, and that student has since dropped out. So the Lord's will be done. And so that's a big thing that he's doing. He's not just a professor there, but he's also doing all kinds of administrative duties as well. So that's all in here, and I'll let you read that for yourself. One thing not mentioned in here is the cell phone ministry that they're doing with Far East Broadcasting Company. He does a ministry in which he writes scripts about the Bible, and it's two people conversing, and one person is a Christian, the other person is a non-Christian, and he's trying to explain his faith, explain the Bible to his non-Christian friends, and that's the script he's written. It started in July. It will go throughout this half year. What Daryl says is right now, Cambodia is amazingly advanced in their cell phone technology. Lots of people have cell phones, and they are listening to lots of podcasts and downloading MP3 files, and they're going to use that as an inroad for sharing the good news of Christ. So he's writing more and more scripts to be recorded with Far East Broadcasting Company in Cambodia for people to download for free things about the gospel, things from, that come from a book, his book on sharing the gospel, the truth, versus all the lies that are competing in Cambodia. So that's a huge prayer request. And in January, what they're hoping is that they're going to have a one-day seminar for those who have downloaded or listened to the Christian material on their cell phone. They'll open up a one-day seminar for everyone to come, and then they'll introduce some more resources, books or pamphlets or just some teaching on how to share your faith with people. So he's doing a good work there. I think those are the main things. A couple of prayer requests. Please pray for protection, health, and strength for our entire family. They feel tired a lot of the times. Please pray for also the Christians in the old village they used to minister at called Kampong Chinang. There are scandals of adultery and divorce and unethical stewardship that are hurting the Christian testimony there. So please continue to pray for them. Daryl is planning to take a missionary. His name is Chuck, who planted a very successful church network in Cambodia. So he's going to take him back there. He had a scandal in his life, and now he's recovered and wants to get back into ministry. He has since repented and found reconciliation with family and church, and has been restored. Please pray that God will resolve the lingering problems at Trinity Institute of Cambodia. It's a brand new college, Christian college in Cambodia, and they're having lots of problems. One in particular with a teaching staff, and so that has caused some trouble, lots of spiritual warfare. Let's continue to pray for that new Christian college in Cambodia. Please pray that God will give special wisdom, unity, and courage to the leadership so that they can serve the students with integrity. Pray for upcoming classes and events. So those are some updates for Cambodia. Please keep them in prayer, Daryl and Kayo and Benjamin. In a moment, we'll pray, and then we'll take the offering. And I wanted to give just a brief word to feed us and to encourage us in our offering time as we give. If you have a Bible in front of you, if you have a Bible application ready to go, I would invite you to open your Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 6. We're in Galatians chapter 6. This is not a sermon, but just something I felt the Lord leading me to share with our body today. And I hopefully will encourage some of you here. Galatians chapter 6, we're at verse 15. There's going to be a funny word in there.
but hopefully we'll get through it. So Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. If you're there, say amen. Okay, we're there. That sounds good. Here we go. I'm going to read it for you. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. What counts is a new creation. I just want to ask you, before you are about to give and to pray, are you a new creation? Are you a new creation? Paul is addressing a church, a group of churches in Galatia that are experiencing problems of heavy, heavy religiosity. And there are people there who are saying, are you circumcised? Are you not circumcised? Do you worship a certain way? And if not, this is how you're supposed to worship. This is what a Christian looks like, literally. This is how a person who calls himself a Christian should dress, should eat, should talk, should walk and behave. This is a cookie cutter Christianity. And it looks good because it's very religious. It looks like it's giving honor to God. It's solemn and it's serious. It's men cutting themselves. And Paul is furious. And he writes the letter saying, no, 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 no. It's not what's on the outside. It's not how you talk. It's not how you dress or what you do to your body that makes you accepted by God. You are already accepted by God. And therefore, you have changed. You are a new creation. It's not circumcision. It's not uncircumcision. It's a new creation. The default mode of the human heart, this is what every person believes, whether they know it or not, is this. I do right, therefore I'm accepted. I do right, therefore I'm accepted by God. But the gospel that Paul is proclaiming, that the Bible gives us, is the exact opposite. I'm accepted by God, therefore I do right. And so what you do before you're accepted does not count. What counts is a new creation. I want to ask you, are you a new creation? Are you a Christian? Are you alive in Christ? And I've said it before, I'll say it again. How do I know that I'm alive? Do I go to Malacañang and get my birth certificate in the Philippines? Do I get out my wallet and show you my card that says, look at my birthday. It shows I was born on November 23rd, 1976. I'm alive. No, it's ridiculous. How do I know I'm alive? I'm alive. I breathe. I get hungry. I experience joy. I experience pain. And I'm alive. Are you a new creation? Are you alive in Jesus Christ? Do you hunger for Jesus Christ? Are you a new creation? Have you been bought by His blood? Have you been washed of all your guilt and shame? Do you know that in your heart? And because of that, do you now act differently? Do you give differently? And I want to tie this into our offering today, which is, look, this is beyond our tithe. This is even an offering. But I don't even like to use, I'll be honest 100% with you, I don't like to use the word tithe. I've said it before. If you, the Bible that I've studied and I give my life to, Jesus is our tithe. He's given everything. And so look, He's not asking you for 10%. He's not asking you for a percentage. He's asking you for 100%. And anything less than that is His grace. So I'm going to ask you, when you give, give as a new creation. Give as someone who's already been given all that you need. Read Ephesians chapter 1, the next page of your Bible right there. You've been given everything. And so just give out of the love. And He says, oh, I love those orphans. I love those 18 kids in Guatemala. I love them so much, I'm going to send them whatever they need. I love those Cambodians suffering from disability, suffering from being marginalized, suffering from scandal and shame, suffering from lies and deception. I love them so much, I'm sending Daryl and his family there. I love them. And I love you, and I've given you resources to give to them. Are you giving? Well, give as a new creation, because that's all that matters. It's not 10%. It's not a little bit above 10%. None of that matters. What matters is, are you a new creation? So I want to encourage this body. I want to push this body. Give as a new creation. And give, let it be to God's glory. So let's go ahead and take a moment of prayer for Cambodia and for Guatemala. And then we'll have our offering time. While we're praying, I want to ask just the worship team if they get us ready to go as well. Would you bow your heads with me and pray? Heavenly Father, we want to lift up a couple of nations. Lord, you said that your house will be a house of prayer for the nations. So Lord, we're going to pray for particularly Cambodia right now, for those at the Casa de Niño, for those who are on the property of Fernando's father's land, for those whom you've built a house for, a shelter from the rain, for those who are building the library, for those who are growing the chickens and the fish, for those who are selling the bread, for those who are growing the vegetables and the fruits. Heavenly Father, as you look upon them, we ask that you would provide abundantly and according to all that they need, but according to your riches and glory. Father, we pray for the workers there. We pray for those who have been charged to be stewards of those children. Father, that you give them integrity, that you would bestow upon them trust and honesty and lives worthy to be stewards of those 18 kids. We pray for those kids who have problems with their families, who have no families. We pray that, Lord, as they come into the house of God under the authority of Christ, that they would experience a family greater than what they would have on earth. And Father God, not only for their physical and material needs, but Lord, for their spiritual and emotional and eternal needs, we trust that you are providing for all that those kids are in need of, Lord. Because you are a loving, good, and gracious God, we appeal to your grace and mercy. Father God, we also lift up to you Cambodia in particular. First of all, Kampong Chinang, a village with a few Christians. We know that you know whom you love and have chosen. We know that you know the pastors there, the members who have been discouraged or have been disrupted. We pray for restoration, Lord. We pray for renewal, God. We pray that you would hold your church together in Cambodia. We pray for those there in Phnom Penh, for the church that Daryl and Kayo are attending, for those hundreds that they're ministering to through this show. We pray that in the midst of the talent and all the hoopla, that the gospel will be proclaimed without shame and without hindrance, and that, Father, many will come to know you and become new creations. This is our prayer for Cambodia, Lord. We pray for Daryl as he's struggling, Lord, with so many ministries, so many duties, so many things to have to worry about. We ask for you to sharpen his mind, to be able to discern what is the most important, to prioritize, and to be able to have the strength to invest into all that he needs to do, whether it's the teaching, whether it's the administration, whether it's the writing, whether it's the language, whatever it may be. We pray for Kayo, Lord. We pray for full healing and recovery for her body, her finger, Lord God. And Lord, as she's also a prayer and an evangelizer for the women and also the community there, we pray for her, God, that you would not hinder her. We pray for the noise that's trying to get into their way trying to disrupt them. We pray for silence. We pray for peace, Father. And Lord, we pray for protection, Lord God, that you would allow them, Lord, to operate in some peace and some security, Lord, as only you can provide, Lord. We are no safer than when we are under your hand, Lord. This is our prayer for for Daryl and Kayo and Benjamin. Father, for those here, Lord, who have decided in their hearts to give, We ask for the joy of giving, the joy of salvation, the joy of release, Lord God, the freedom, Lord, to give as new believers, new creations, restored, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we pray for a great harvest today so that the nations will be blessed in your name. This is our sincere prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you lead us in some song and we'll take offering as we go.
Splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, and all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness rises to hide, trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing with me. How great is our God, all will see. How great is our God. Age to age we sing, age to age he stands. Time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
He wraps himself
there, God.
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for coming today. So good to see you. Please be sure to say hello to our first-time visitors and also say goodbye, finally, to Edmer and his family before you leave. We have refreshments and fellowships downstairs. God bless you. Have a good Sunday. Amen.